He was one of the few popes to resign after a reign that lasted only 5 months, but was widely regarded as a saint even in his lifetime. Born Peter Moroni, he spent the vast majority of his life living as a monk and hermit in central Italy, before being unexpectedly elected to the papacy in 1294 and taking the name Celestine. He died less than 2 years after stepping down as pope, and his remains are buried in the city of Aquila, and were visited there by Pope Benedict during his visit to the earthquake-damaged city in 2009. Shortly afterwards, the Pope proclaimed a Celestine year, running from the 28th of August 2009 to the 29th of August 2010, in honour of the 800th anniversary of the saint's birth. George Fasocco is an expert on medieval religious culture at Bristol University in England. In the following reflection, he explores the figure of St. Peter Moroni and notes how many of the saint's concerns about the environment are still relevant today.
I was born and raised in a large Canadian city. My parents had moved there from Italy, and when I was 5 years old, they took me to their native village for a visit. I shall never forget how enchanting I found the smells, the sounds, and the sights of a rural idyll amidst Italy's tallest mountains. In the distance, across fields of grain and pastureland filled with sheep and goats, I could see a speck of a building on the rocky slope of the mountain. I was told this had been the hermitage of a 13th century saint, Peter of the Moroni, who lived as a hermit in the area for 60 years until he was unexpectedly elected as Pope Celestine V. Later, I discovered that not long after Peter began to live as a hermit in this place, he felt he had to move. I asked myself, why would a hermit move from such an isolated, glorious place? I found the answer in his autobiography, where it says why he moved. Because all the woods around this place had been destroyed and cultivated by people. This intrigued me. What seemed to me to have been always naturally barren had, in fact, once been truly green. Now, if Peter thought the natural qualities of his valley were being ruined by people back in the 13th century, what would he think now? The valley, once an important agricultural center, is now slowly filling up with factories, some as large as a stadium. One of these factories, belching smoke every hour of every day, now almost blocks the sight of Peter's Hermitage from my parents' village. This saddens me terribly. Yet, there is hope. A national park has been created there, and trees are being planted all over the mountainside. What I had always known as a barren and rocky place is, very slowly but surely, becoming green again after a millennium of abuse. We must not dominate nature, we must share within it. As Pope Benedict preached when he made a pilgrimage to Peter's homeland, in interior silence, in perceiving the Lord's presence, Peter of the Moroni developed a lively experience of the beauty of creation, the work of God's hands. He knew its deepest meaning, he respected its signs and rhythms, he used it for what is essential to life. I exhort everyone to feel responsible for their own future and that of others, respecting and caring also for creation, the fruit and the sign of God's love.
And that reflection came from George Fasocco, an expert on medieval religious culture at Bristol University in England.